Thank you, Philippe, for taking the time to do this interview with us today. My first question would be, what does external innovation mean for a director of research like you?
In the field of research, for me, innovation means a constant improvement of our knowledge in my field in order to produce new ideas, new technologies, new targets, new products, what we call innovative products, in a very competitive world. And for more and more complex projects we are dealing with, external innovation is really a necessity because we don't have the possibility to generate all the requisite innovation internally. Furthermore, we know now that we could have an easy access through particular platform or systems to really access to competitive international innovation, and that's for me the external innovation.
Thank you. And could you tell us more about the different models of collaborations you engaged with academia?
As I have already mentioned during the first question, for my definition of external innovation, when you manage a group of researchers and research dedicated, in my particular case, to drug discovery research, you always need to generate new ideas, new techno, new targets, in order to bring new drugs to the clinical development. And it is the former domains that we have engaged collaboration with academia. First, it was collaboration dedicated to exploratory research. And exploratory research is really a very specific domain which remains a competence of academic research. We had fruitful collaboration with academia in order to find new targets and or to validate target and specific model, mainly in vitro, but also in vivo models. Secondly, we also engaged collaboration with academia in order to have access to their technology, their model, that we were not able to develop internally.
And thanks to your experience, would you encourage researchers from academia to collaborate with industries? And what would be your advice for them?
So for the first part of your question, of course, I would encourage this type of collaboration. In the recent years, we all have realized that collaboration between academia and industry were more and more based on a win-win process. This means that this should also result in a benefit for academia to enter in a partnership with industry. For instance, in addition to the financial support from the industry, resulting patents, for example, for the research, like new molecular targets, novel chemical compounds, or biologics, are generally shared by all the parties. It's a very important point. And this gives a major role to academia, which is placed at the center of this long and difficult process and competitive process for drug discovery and development. For the second part of your question, my advice for that would be to enter in a large and international network in order to display their expertise and technologies and projects. And a platform like InnoSpin would be a perfect tool that helps to generate opportunity of collaboration.
Thank you, Philippe. My last question is, what was the outcome and learnings for you following your collaborations with InnoSpin?
So with InnoSpin, former BioWellSpin, when I worked with you, allowed us to really and significantly increase our network with academics and startups. For example, in order to find exclusive opportunities by an independent way. For example, to access to new projects that were not yet published by the academia itself. It allowed also alternative and efficient scouting with reduced cost, rather than doing it personally, which significantly increases the efficiency of the process. And we had the opportunity also to have rapid response, less than 8 weeks in general, from the start of the Call of Four project. And to give you some personal outcome, we were at that time at the process of initiating a new project in three new therapeutic fields, for which we did know a lot of things, for example, concerning KOLs or new targets. And we ask InnoSpin to draw a list of the top 30 of KOL or in these three new therapeutic fields for us. And we also, at that time, having the mapping and the CVs of this KOL, we had access to their portfolio of projects, which was for them of interest for us, and for which we were looking collaboration and partnership. They were looking for partnership with industry.
Thank you, Philippe, for sharing your experience as a director of research in pharma industry.